We're up to Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, Perek Zeh Boreh. Okay, Dini Mamre L'Shloisha, you have to have three Dayanim. Zeh Boreh Loi Echad, V'zeh Boreh Loi Echad. Right now the Mishnah thinks we're talking about that each one chooses a full Bezin of three. U'shneyem Boreh Loi Echad, these two Bezins now choose a third Bezin, Tivri Rab Meir. These are words of Rab Meir. No. Each one chooses a bezin. Each one chooses a full bezin. So we have nine in total. Yeah. And the Chachamim say shnei dayonin boyin lenoid echad. The Chachamim say that no, that the two, that it's not the people themselves, the baladin who choose, it's the bezin that choose. Oid echad, choose another bezin. Good morning. Let's start now. We're in the fifth line. I waited. Okay. Zeh poysel dayonish zeh, zeh poysel dayonish. I mean, I can disqualify your dayan that you chose to run the bezdin, and I can disqualify your dayan. We'll soon see how. The Chacham, I mean, some of you cannot disqualify. Amosai, you know when you can disqualify? We're six lines from into the Mishnah. Bizman maybe Leirai has to make some kind of evidence that they're disqualified because they're related or there's something wrong with them. No, he's arguing with the mayor. The mayor is saying that I can... He's telling that that's the only... No, without that, you cannot... We'll soon see the Gemara there, but without that, you cannot disqualify. It's not being a chiddush at all. Just completely rejecting the mayor's opinion. If they were kosher dayanim, or they were mumchin mipi bezin, so it sounds like we're talking about two different cases. Any yochel paisel, you cannot disqualify them, and we'll soon see what kshedin means. That paisel eid of shalzev, that paisel zeh. I can disqualify your witnesses, and you can disqualify my witnesses. If I may, say, aim aside. No, you can only disqualify witnesses. This man shemevelin, and I bring some kind of evidence, shein kareiv and absulim, that they are halachically disqualified. Avlim hayuk kshedin, any yochel paisel, you cannot disqualify them. So first the Gemara says, what do you mean each one chooses a bezin? That sounds like nine. We only need three. This is what it means to say. First of all, the question is, it sounds like chatchila, you have to have nine. What do you have to have the chatchila nine for? So we say, no, it means, if this person, let's say you chose a bezin, and I'm the defendant, and I say, I don't like that bezin. So I choose a bezin, and you're the plaintiff, say, you don't like my bezin. So then the two of us have to choose another bezin. That both of them have to choose another bezin. I disqualify your bezin, you disqualify my bezin, so then we have to choose another bezin.
Sounds going back to square one, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, 1 second. This is a meir. And the Chachamim say that the bezins have to choose another bezin. Right? There's a yonim choose. Vafilu loive matzim akiv. So Gemara is saying that what? What do you mean? I don't like your bezin, I'm the borrower. It sounds like the borrower can say, I disqualify your bezin. We're going to learn later on in the Gemara that the lender, the borrower wants to have the din toida here in this town. And the lender says, let's go to another town, Mokam Beis Avad. The lender can force the borrower to schlep there because eved loive li ish malve. And so how can, no, the lender has no say. Even has to incur expenses to travel there, too bad. So how can you tell me that in this very town I can disqualify your business? This is only talking about the lender. He can force me to go elsewhere. We force him and he has to go to the business that the malve selects. So we answer, this is how we're talking about here. Of course the loiver cannot disqualify the business. We're talking about it here. Okay, so the Gemara, we're talking about usually a koyish means a goyish court. So here it doesn't mean a goyish court, means a bezin. But we're talking about a bezin of people that are not very competent. And not very competent, not very learned. Talking about a koyish besuria. Which are the majority of bezins, they're not mumchin. They were not boki bedine teile. And therefore, in this case, the loiver can disqualify the bezin. Says, "I don't want to go to the bezin like this," and therefore, he has a right to. He's hachanami ber koyish besudah. I'm talking about koyish besudah. So Gemara is like this. When it comes to, if you have a proper bezin, neither of them can disqualify the other person's bezin. When the Mishnah says, I can disqualify, your bezin is talking about you put together a bezin of people that are not very competent, not very learned. So I can say I'm not interested. That's one opinion. That Papa says, I feel tay mumchin. Even in the case of mumchin, the leiva can say, I don't like your bezin. Why? Keep going. Beidina, the Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, were two bezins in the same city. Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Rav Huna was superior to Rav Chizda's bezin, but they were both competent. The Kamalei, Mikotarachnalov, the leiva says, I don't want Rav Huna's bezin, I want Rav Chizda's bezin. So that means the chiddush is that even though the second bezin is a little bit inferior to the first one, but as long as they're competent, the leiva has a right to say, I don't want that bezin, I want to go this bezin. If we don't agree, then we'll have to choose a third bezin. The reason is I don't like them. That's a good enough reason. Who said Chachamim can choose a person? You mean the two bezins. The two bezins will choose the third bezin.
Yeah,
we'll see in a minute.
Unless it's a good reason, though, it's a bit unfair to slap
down. No, but we're talking about in the same city. There are two bezins in the same city, according to Rashi. According to Taisa,
before the lender can slap to some interstate, that's a bit unfair, unless it's a very good reason.
No, we'll see later. Beis Vad means, which is like a superior bezin, or there's a very large group of people. So the loiva will be embarrassed, and the mal will say, I want you there because I know you're a liar, and I want over there you should tell the truth. But here in this little town, our town, you're not scared to lie. That's enough for good enough reason. Tonight we learn the Mishnah. Chachamay Mishnei Dayanim Boidelhem Oid Echad. It says in the Mishnah that the two Dayanim choose a third. The Is Al Kedata Kedamin. And if you could tell me, it means we're talking about Bezdins. Reuven disqualified Shimon's Bezdin. Shimon disqualified Reuven's Bezdin. And Ramea says the two Bezdins. Ramea says that these Reuven and Shimon together have to find the third Bezdin. Come along the Chachamay argue and say, no. Shnei Dayanim. According to you, what does Shnei Dayanim mean? The two Bezdins. The two Bezdins that we disqualified will choose the third Bezdin. Does that make sense? Bezdin Basa the Pashlu Oslo Bottle of Bidin. Your bezin I disqualified. They're going to have a day, and who's going to be my final bezin? Doesn't make sense. But furthermore, echad. It sounds like we're each choosing one dayan. Now we're each choosing one bezin. Ella hachikama. This is the pshat in the Mishnah. Three people can get together and force me to go to Nintendo, and I have no choice, I have to go. But if I respond and say, I'm ready to go to Nintendo, but I don't want you, I want to choose my own. That's what it's saying here. Kishazeb, boy, loy, dying, echoz, boy, echoz. Each one says, look, I'm not interested, I'm ready to go to Nintendo, but I don't want to go to you. I want to choose Shmedel to represent me. And so the other guy chooses another guy to represent him. Shnei and boy, loy, oid, echoz. Then us two, we will choose a third dying. Who's going to be the shlish? Of the hachi. Why are we doing it in this system that each one of us chooses a single dayan, and then we choose a third dayan? So chacham hold who chooses a third dayan, the two dayanim, and I may hold who chooses a third dayan, the plaintiff and the defendant. Why is this a good system of zebayir? This is what they said in Israel. Since you are choosing one of the dayanim, the zebayir ledayin echad. This guy is choosing one of the dayanim. And both of us, or the two, the Yanim, are choosing a third guy. The din will come out correctly. Let's just do the Rashi on this, because it's a beautiful Rashi. I'll just tell you about it. In the system of Zabla, we encourage it. Why? Because then the truth will come out. What do you mean? The Tzai say Baladinin. So Rashi learns Emes Lamita means. Not that we're choshed and we follow the other system. It's not going to be Emes Lamita. It's that the plaintiff or the defendant, whoever will lose, will be compliant. Why? The Sovel Hachayev, the one who was found guilty, will say, Harani ba'atzmi b'ralti echad, I had a dying representing me on the board. This line in Rashi is very controversial. And if this dying could have represented me and defended me, he would have. And the Lashon Rashi uses lahapir b'zchusi, he would have turned things around in my honor, he would have done it. And therefore, since he didn't do it, that there's no way in the world that I'm right, I must be wrong, and therefore, what should I do? And so that's as far as the plaintiff and the defending goes. And the young themselves, they feel comfortable, and they feel comfortable to pass him whichever way to go, because they don't feel they're going to be bombarded with tomatoes, because they were chosen by these guys. Both of them were involved in putting together this bezin. So whatever the outcome is, everyone will accept it. The young are happy, everybody's happy. So the Rosh says that the Chassidei Hadas, people who lack understanding, understood Rashi, what's going on today, which is a blah system, which is a totally different system. That is, I ask you to be my zablah, and you are going to stand there, and you are going to conceal things that you know will hurt me, and put forward things which I didn't say, but you know that will defend me, and you will turn the lopsided of the whole thing. You'll act like a lawyer, as the Lashon of the Rosh is. You will act like a lawyer. And the Rosh is chas v'shon of Sharanashi. Because they use Rashi's lahapuk. Lahapuk means to turn things upside down. And the Rosh, beautiful Rosh, you're learning me every time on this Rashi. It's chas v'shon to say Sharanashi. What Rashi is saying here is that they're going to look for schusim in Shulchan Aruch. If the Shulchan Aruch, they'll look everywhere in Shulchan Aruch to find some paisik that might maybe will agree with what his thing did. But if he cannot find poskim, or even he doesn't have, if he finds poskim, he'll have a debate with the other guy will find other poskim, if I care, nothing wrong with that. The third guy, at least listen to all sides, and let's say they both, each one says, well, I have these poskim that say this way, and I think that's the right way, and the other guy says the other way. The third guy will decide which is the right way. Halpi halacha. Not concealing things, and not making up things, and not behaving like a lawyer. That, you know, that's it. That's why you're looking some bezit in today. He doesn't have to point anything else.
No,
he doesn't have to. He agrees with his guy and it's two against one. Finish story, any story. So the machir doesn't have to be a greater godless bitch of Balsavara. These two guys are the ones who have to do the real research, and the third guy just a Balsavara, and he listens and he decides, a piswara. And he'll use all the Makedas of this guy. And that's why a lot of Batidim have Zablos, and a lot of Batidim don't allow Zablos, because today's Zablos system is exactly the way the Chasori Adas said, shouldn't be. Okay, let's continue. That's when the Chum say, Neymar, the Chum argue that they can disqualify, the Chum say that the Yonim choose the third guy. Name of the Rabbi Yehuda Marav Kamifugi. What are they arguing in Rabbi Yehuda Marav's statement? Amr Rabbi Yehuda Marav, ain't any choice on the star. Can you hear me choice him on? Eidim will not sign on the star unless you don't put your name on the star unless you know who all the other eight witnesses are. What if one of the witnesses are Ghana? And the people by association will say, oh, you raised up with the mafia over there. So therefore, it's a terrible thing. So you shouldn't sign. And the same thing by the Yanim. The Yanim should choose the third Dayan because they need to know who's going to sit in the bezin and preside over the case with them. He's a mayor, unless if he's not worried for the defendant and the plaintiff, they choose the third dayan. Amarab, Rabban, he's the Rabban, Rabban, hold the Rabban, therefore the dayanim should choose the third dayan. Tell him, no, lie, no. Everyone holds, east with the Rabban, everyone agrees that the dayanim have a say. There's no question that the dayanim have to decide who the third one is. The machlekes is whether we also need the consent of the plaintiff and the defendant to do it. Do they agree with this third dayan? With Dasa, the dayanim, Kuliam, the Pligi, we need the dayanim to recommend a third diet. Ki pligi das baladinin. The mayor holds das baladinin. Not maybe also need the boss. We don't need the defendant plaintiff to agree. Goofy, let's analyze. Aidim will never sign in a star unless they know who they're signing with. Tanya nam yachlu de breise. Kachoy the kid das shalim ois and the kid das shalim. We had this on our pesachim. Haya chais min al star. Can you aidim chaisim? They would not sign in a star unless they knew who. Well, yeshim bedin al kinyan min yeshim. And they would not sit down on a court case unless they knew with who. Well, yinichnasim besuda. They would never go to a party. Elim came yaidin mi meisiv imo and who's sitting with them. The Mishnah Berurah wants to be daik. He wants to be daik. Don't say who's at the party. It's only a man who's on your table. You can go to a party with everyone, Shkotzim and Chal Shabbos and everything else. As long as the people on your table is the rabbi table, then you're all right. That's what he says. He's medayik a mohen. But the Gemara, simple kufayin, I think. Or kufayin off. Zeh poisa dayon, he says the Gemara, kol kemini, what do you mean, I can disqualify a dayon? He's like, you asked, well, I just disqualify, who am I? The pasul dayon, I can just pasul the dayon. I'm reichin, ber koyish and besudishon, yes. We're talking about a bezin of incompetence. Of people who are not very learned. I can say, I don't trust you. I can disqualify you. And the Chamag, even that you can't. Since that they're normally Dayanim in the city, you can't just disqualify Stam the Beltirai, unless you can prove that there's something wrong with them. But if they're experts, everyone agrees you cannot disqualify. They're not bad, they're just not big time. The Gemara, I mean, it's safe, it says in the safe.
Can I get you some water?
No. Which means?
I don't know, you tell me what
it's just a way of pronouncing.
No.
It's name, maybe it means Syria, no?
The Syria of different, olden days.
They say Akoy doesn't mean Goyish Akotsu. Can't be.
No.
A secular can't be. Look, Rashi's clear. Shulhay bekin bedin teider. If you look in the Mefarshim, in the anyway, let's go back to it. It means Yiddish and Bezin, but that they did not learn it. Or it could even mean. Okay. I went to disqualify the dying bisman should maybe die in a crime absolutely, even if they're not mumchin, only if they can prove that they're no good. But if they were kosher, you cannot disqualify them. They said if a kosher or mumche, then you cannot pass on them. Which means a mayor holds that even a mumche you could. Mikhlal that a mayor mumche not become. Why do you tell me the mayor agrees that a mumche you cannot disqualify? He's only talking about people Koyish and Surya. But over here, Rabbi Chachamim say that only that you cannot disqualify mumche or kshedin, which means a mayor argues. No, this is what he means. Everyone agrees mumche you cannot disqualify. If they were kosher, they become like mumche in mipmei bezin. Even though they're lady guys, you call Yeshua Kronos, even though they're lady guys, but they're not a kodav or apostle, they automatically, since he asked them to become a dayan, they come like mumchin. You cannot disqualify. No, the other guy chooses a dayan. That is a Yeshua Kronos, a lady guy. But that's what he wants, and he's not a kodav apostle, you cannot disqualify. Stop, because I don't think he's competent. He can choose whatever he wants. Toshma, come in here. Omelet, a mayor, local Hemish boys in the dying, Shimon called Abim. Toshma, come in here. They said to the mayor, local Hemish boys in the dying, Shimon called Abim. They said to the mayor, you cannot passel someone that is a mumchel Abim. That means the mayor holds you could passel even a mumchel. Kasha, amen. No, local Hemish boys in the dying, Rabbalem. Not that he's a mumchel. That the Rabim said, we want you to be the dying of the city, even though the guy might not be competent. The mayor holds, if he's not competent, you can disqualify him, even though he's a dying of the city. And the Chum say, no, that you cannot disqualify unless you can prove Kara Apostle. We learn that you can always continue passing until a Bezdin is Mekabel, Shemumchel, Rabim, Divin, the mayor. In other words, Rabbi Meir agrees that once you get to a mumcha, you cannot disqualify. But anybody's not a mumcha, I don't want him. Well, Eidim kimum fedim mumcha, I don't understand. It says in the next page, I have the same argument regarding Eidim, but Eidim kimum chedami, Eidim, if they saw something, they're the mumcha around this thing because they saw it. And yet, Rabbi Meir is a poisel, Eidim is a poisel, how do you learn that? If you tell me mumcha cannot be disqualified, how can a mayor hold that I can disqualify your Eidim, just like that? These guys saw something, they'll say, that's it, I don't want you. What does that mean? Ha'id min Allah, I think, but it didn't be learned. Omer Ishlaki said, Peh Kodesh, Yoima Dovazeh. We'll see tomorrow all about it. How can a holy man like a mayor say, well, I can just disqualify you? Adem. Two Adem saw a guy murder somebody, and the murderer said, I disqualify you. Unheard of. What do you mean? Tani, Eidoi. Read not Eidoi, plural, Eidoi, single aid. I can disqualify single aid. What are we talking about? Eile, Mulamamadinamaman is Achman Apostle. The Taylor says one aid is no good. Eile Shvua for a Shvua. Hey, Munamahem, give it today. When it comes to Shvua, one is blue like two, so how can I disqualify him? Lo Eilem Lamaman Maman. You know what we're talking about here? Let's see here. The Kobli Aleikim Beit Trey. There's one Chassaron here. He's one aid. And I said, I'll accept him like two aid. We also had a Gemara where the guys, the Leibas at the Mal, you know what? I'll accept you like two aid. If you say I didn't pay, then I said, you know, Bar, lend me the money. If you say I didn't pay, I'll pay you back. I said to a single aid, if you, one aid was standing watching, I tell the Malvin, don't worry, I only have one aid. I trust him like two. That's the machlek is a man chachamim. There's a chassaron here because mahadin you only need one aid. Ramei says I can disqualify you. Chachamim say no. Once you accept it like two, you cannot disqualify. Freddie Mora, Micah, Master, Hodebe, Ramei, hold you can change your mind. What do you mean disqualify? Change your mind. You're only one aid. Not I'm saying you're apostle. I'm saying you're no longer two aid. You're only one aid. So Nina, we learned it elsewhere. That my father is believed by me, or Nemanin Alayavicha for an aid, or your father is believed, or Dayanin, or definitely Nemanin Alayavicha for an aid. I'll take three shepherds, I accept them as the Dayanim. Is that made? I'm talking about Dayanim. My father could be a Dayan, your father, so right now there's only one Reyes. What's the one today? It's a father cannot be a Dayan. Or Gimel Rei Bakr, Amaratzim, or Sul Ganovim, we had in Mabutsir, cannot be a Dayan, but I accept them. is yachal lachzeba. You can change your mind. You change your mind. So we see about if you do something which is not to hapi halacha, you can change your mind. The chomen yachal, you cannot change your mind. Omer Rav Yehuda b'Reiv Nach, 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 Rav Yehuda b'Reiv. It's talking about that I took my father and I said, you're only one judge, but the chassan is you're my father. So there's only one chassan. So I could change my mind, say machlekes. So the same thing, by one age, I make him like two, one chassan, and I can change my mind. What do you need two machlekes and saying the same thing? Say, matzich, we need a bowl. Eat on the abba of the avicha. If it would say, abba of avicha, bahaka, amri, rabbanim, I would say, only over here the rabbanim say, that I cannot change my mind. You know why? Because your father can't be a dying for the rest of the world. Just for your son, you can't. But that's him, he's a dying. So once you accept him to be a dying, you can't change your mind. But to take, let's say, someone, one aid to become like two. Nowhere in the world can one aid be like two. So maybe that Rabbanu Amayda, you could change your mind. The loy matzi hadabay, you cannot change your mind. Should the abba b'avicha chazal alma the suitable for the whole world. Abul chad kibay today, but to have one aid to behave like two aid. To be believed like two aid. The alma loy chazi, nowhere is he suitable. Ema b'ayda rabay, b'ayda rabay. Therefore, we need to say b'ayda chleks. V'yesh min b'ayda b'ayda rabay. Only over here, rabay argued because one like two doesn't exist. That's why he said you could change your mind. Abba b'ayda but a father, since he's a valid dying everywhere else, just saying that. Ema b'ayda rabay, then b'ayda tzichini b'ayda chleks. Says the Gemara, how may the tani? You tell me, a doy. May the tani reisha die dayon. It says it clearly, lashon yachid. Each one can pass on the dayon of the other guy. So we're talking about single. And then we say for when it comes from adim, it says a dov in plural. So what do you tell me? You're talking about one aid. Alma dafki tani. Even two adim, Rav Meir holds, you can change, you can disqualify them. How? Is that I, Rav Meir holds? Yeah, but I have a right to say I don't mind being my judge. And you accept, you both accept. You can agree with everyone. You can have a behemoth being our judge. Behemoth, the horse can talk. Alma dafki tani. So we see from there, what? That a mumche. That a mumcha may hold you can cancel, so what's by dayanam as well. Amar Abulaza, no, it's talking about over here. By Aiden, Taka says two Aiden, but it's talking about the Bahu V'achal L'Paisla. That the defendant, let's say, and another guy off the street come in and say that these Aiden are apostles. That's why the man holds their belief. If you want to call community, how can you believe in the gay man does so? It's to his personal benefit that these Aiden are apostles. How can you believe the defendant that the Aiden are apostles together with somebody else? I'll tell you the case. We're going to find a case where he's not in the game with Avraham Moshe. Interesting scenario. He said, there's a rumor out there about this guy, and it's highly dubious if you can allow them to be in aid. What's the case? Either the mind. What kind of rumors? He let me eat the Gazlan Lusa, that the guy might perhaps be a Gazlan called Kaminia. Why do you believe the defendant? The defendant will say, oh, I cast aspersions on one of the agents, but why would you believe him? The gay baby dishes, the gay babies. And let eat in the garbage box. He said, look, all I know is that this family, they're all Mamzeg, or Avadi, they're all Avadi, not Mamzeg, they're all believe. They're all Avadi. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about your family. The tertoy is, the outcome is that you're a member of the family, so you're also apostle ladies. So that may hold the family gay babies, because that's indirect. And you're just an outcome. And upon hold, so if so, even the gay babies, so there's still the gay babies. That's one act of the gay. That was Rav Acha, the son of Ik. Comes along, Rav Dimi, he also Rav Dimi, Amma, he's in the Yechna, no. Machlekes, Mishteki, the Eidim. There were two groups of Eidim. The Malda said, I have two groups of Eidim. I have four people, two groups of Eidim that come and testify that I'm right. You owe me money. And what happened was the first group came along and the defendant said, you guys are apostle with another game. He said, you guys are apostle. Now, if there's two versions of Rashi. We'll just do the first version of Rashi, which is like this. But Meir holds that the lender has to, if he says I have two groups of Eidim, he has to bring both groups. So if I apostle the first group of Eidim, not the game of Dover, because there's still another group out there that's going to come and say that I owe the money. So when I disqualify with another aid, these two aidim, I'm believed, and then I gave aidis. But the Rabban hold ain't tzarich levada. We had some chlekes in the Babasa. Rabban hold that you don't have to bring. If I say I have four aidim, I have to bring all four. Two is enough. So therefore, when the defendant says to the first group of two, you guys are possible with another aid, he's in the gave aidis. Because what happened? The lender doesn't bring anymore. This is the only aidim there are. So, the mayor saw it, tzarich levada. If you say you have two groups of aidim, you have to bring them both. And without them, there's no way in the world that I can collect my money anyway. So the defendant disqualified the group. He didn't do anything. Because if you don't have another group, you can't collect the money. If you do have another group, you collect it anyway. So therefore, what I did with the first group is irrelevant. But Abban and Sabri, Abban hold, ain't tzarich levada. You don't have to bring any more aidim. So it could be that this is the only aidim that you have. And therefore, I disqualify them. I'm in the game, ages. There's only one group. There's only two aid him. How in the world can the defendant go ahead and disqualify? Nobody says that.
Amma the fun of Rabbi Amir Abasi. He said, Amir Abasi, we had a discussion of Dimi. He said to him, Ain Shama the Kat Achaz Ma. What happens only one group of age? What do you think? Think, brother, what do you think? Ain Shama the Kat Achaz Ma. Ami just said, I will be Kat Achaz one group, Divere Hakam, Ain Yochel the Faisal. Everyone says one group, you can't apostle. What are you asking? Ella, this is a question. What happens? Okay, he said he has two groups of people. He disqualified the first group, and the second group comes in. So at the time I was qualified, I didn't achieve anything, because there'll be another group coming. But when the second group came in, we found out that they were caught up or apostle, they were no good. Do we say retrospectively, when I disqualified the first group, I was in the gay Baedis, because there is no second group, even though they came, but they're no good? Or do we say no? That at the time we did not rely on the first ages because we were expecting the second group coming, so I was not the gay ages, and it's the end of the story. They're disqualified. Or is it like one big package deal? And you saw us catch the craving of Sulan. What's it in then? So the Malva kept his word. He said I had four ages, but turned out to be two no apostles. So if he wouldn't have disqualified the first group, the Malva would collect money with the first group. He said he had four. He does have four, but we don't accept two of them. Fine. But the question is, were they in the gay bait or not? He answered, he said to them, look, at the time when they testified, they were not in the game Aedis, and they disqualified them for valid disqualification. Rikidamri, Rav Ashi want to answer many years later. Labor, let us say this machlek is whether you have to provide everything that all the proofs that I say. If I say I have to proof, so I can't bring every proof to Nas, is Lachaydah, the plukta, the machlek is of Rebbe, but I'm sharing a little commitment. The time you learn, we had this in Bobasa, Habo, Bishtar, Ulachazoka. A guy says, I'm living in this property for 20 years, and I have this Ulachazoka. You still have the original document. The Rebbe says, you got to bring the original document. And you have to move out of it. And Shimon said, Chazaka, bring whatever you want. Chazaka, Bishtar. But Bina, what we're trying to understand, the Chazaka, Bale, Bishtar. What Shimon is insisting, only the Chazaka and the document. The document is much better. You have the original document. Shimon says, you have a choice. Ain't Tzarech Lebarer. You have two proofs. Any one of them is good enough. Rebbe says, no. Bring them all. The time alone, the betzadok levada, the poligi, they're arguing whether you have levada or not. Some chayda, the machlekes. But Rav Meir come here is exact same machlekes as Shem Gamul come today. Whether you have from levada, if I say I have two groups of edim, do I got to bring both groups or not? Like more loud after you know. A libra that Rav Shem Gamul said you don't have to levada. Poligi, there's no argument. If you hold, you don't have to bring all your evidence. As you have, you say you have two groups of edim, one is sufficient. He poligi a libra that Rebbe, the argument that Rebbe. Rav Meir holds like that that you have to be levada. If you have a chazaka and shnar, bring them both. Over here, he says, bring both groups of aid. Rabban, I'm like, no. Only Rabban says, if you have two groups of aid, you don't got to bring the second group. What about the case of the property? That's different. When I have a 3-year chazaka, why is it mine? If I just said I was here for 3 years, nobody said a word, it wouldn't be mine. Why does it become mine? Because my time is, I bought it from you. I had a document, but I lost it. So the whole chazaka is an ancillary or is an extension of the shtar. So if you have the original shtar, why should we rely on the chazaka, which is only based on the shtar? Bring the original shtar. That's what the chacham say. We want you, like Rebbe, we want to bring the shtar. But in the case I say I have two groups of Eidim, I don't need the second group of Eidim. One is enough. I don't have to bring them. I'd come like Gavad Rebbe Hasam Elab Chazaka, then Bekayach Shtar, because the whole base of the Chazaka comes from the emanates from the shtar. I'll walk over here, the Hani Eidim, Lab Bekayach Eidim Acharin, because the first group of Eidim is totally unrelated to the second group of Eidim. So if I say I have two groups, why have to bring both? You know, I feel with Rebbe Moide, even Rebbe's Moide, the ain't Tzarech Levada, you don't have to bring them both. That's Rav Dimi's answer in the name of Rav Yeshua. Now, what is talking about that? There were two groups of Eidim in the argument that you got to be involved both of them. He also said, Robin, no matter what. But when Robin came, he said, the Reisha be Eidim Psulim. This is the case. The first case is talking about the Apostle Eidim, the Dayanim Shem. No, but I disqualify both. They're both one story. It's not two stories. One story, and the defendant said, the Eidim are no good, the Dayanim are no good. You know, the usual. Nobody's good. So they checked into it, and they found the Eidim Taka Apostle. But the Dayanim, they couldn't find anything wrong. So Rav Meir says, I can disqualify the Dayanim in this case. But since I was proven right when it comes to the Eidim, believe me also when it comes to the Dayanim. So it's one story. Migu is the Pasli, Eidim Pasli Namid Dayanim. Since in this story I was proven right when it comes to the Eidim, believe me when it comes, it's called Migu. Since I was right here, I'm right there as well. And save for the second story, when we talk about Eidim, it's talking about again, it's one story.
that the Dayanim were found to be Pashut, but the Eidim were found to be Kashut. And I may say again, since you believe me regarding true that's what Dayanim, nigga the Pashut Dayanim is Pashut Nami Eidim. Ask if you're wrong, that's the question, I don't understand. Bish like me, nigga the Pashut, the Eidim, Pashut Nami Eidim. It makes sense to say, look, since I disqualified the Eidim, I'll just trust me about the Dayanim. Fine, you always find other Dayanim. Go get the other Rabbonim in town and make them the Dayanim. You can be in a chrim. Hell, nigga the Pashut Dayanim, Pashut Nami Eidim, but Eidim Shaleka. The only two people saw the story. I was proven right when it came to the Yonim that they're no good. But when it came to Edim, I had no proof. So if you're going to disqualify the Edim, what am I supposed to do? I have no other proof. This is my whole case. And what did you disqualify for? Because I was writing something else. Because this guy was writing something else. We're going, no. You're right. We would never pass the Edim. But there was two groups of Edim. So the mayor says, we'll disqualify the first one, even though we have no right for it. But since this guy can prove it correct, but there's a Yonim, we'll believe most of the Edim. I would, what's the mob supposed to do? There's another group of Edim there. We're thinking about it. Hold like a katacheret. So there's no other group of Eidim. My hachinami to the matzi pasi. What are you telling me? There's no other group of Eidim. There's only one group of Eidim that everyone agrees. A meir chachamim that you can't defend. You cannot disqualify the Eidim. No, hainder of dimi. The Rav Dimi said the exact same thing. Rav Dimi said the two groups. The whole machlekes there are two groups of Eidim. Whether you have to bring both or not. If I'm a gay Eidim, and you're telling me the whole machlekes there's two groups of Eidim, but a different vote. But the same thing. The vote is not because it's all about it. The vote is since I was proven right with the Yonim. What happens with the Eidim? So what's the bottom line? What's the difference? They're both learning that the machlekes. The mayor only says you can disqualify Edom if there are two groups of Edom. If there's one group of Edom that mayor is murdered, you cannot disqualify. So what's a chiluk? Ike benayu migui. The whole concept of migui. Mar sabar amrin migui. This guy holds you say migui. Mar sabar amrin migui. Machlek is that you passel the Edom and the Dayanim and you were proven right with the Edom. So according to Rav Dimi, okay, I was right with the Edom, but there's a Yonim, why is it possible? According to Rav Rabin, since I was proven correct with the Edom, I'm also proven correct with the Yonim and the possible. That's my question.